and
well, wait a minute. Now, how would you answer that with a cab? What do you call that? That's hanging on the back on the tie rack.
So
like a camper, you
know. What you're talking about?
That'd be a tire rack, wouldn't it?
Right.
You can't put it in the trunk.
So I don't have one. What about the thing that you mash down on for you know additional gas to feed the
accelerator?
Well, say if you had a car without automatic transmission, how would you get from gear to gear? You'd use
a shift.
You just call that the
shift. Gear shift. Standard shift.
Standard shift.
Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, you know.
Now, can that be located on different places and different cars?
The standard shift is only in the middle of the car.
Nice.
That's the only thing I know about a standard shift.
Have you ever seen vehicles with the shift in the floorboard instead of on the column?
Mildred's got a car with the buttons on the side of...
Right on the dash?
Yeah, on the dash there.
Don't you remember when we were first married, we had gear shift
and that's when I said a standard shift.
Floor.
You see, that's in between on your right.
Yeah, we had gear shift. And then it was on the steering
wheel
later on.
Now it's a modern gear shift. There's a automatic... what do you call it?
Automatic.
Automatic. Which is on the steering wheel.
I don't know if you have these here in Galveston, but in some cities, when you're supposed to slow down for an intersection, they'll have these things across the road that'll really rattle your car if you go over too fast. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
The
bumps,
mall,
I don't know. I'm really.
The mall, they have
I'm sorry, I can't tend to hump something. I don't know. What do you call them?
Slow off the traffic, that bumps cement.
What do you call them, Bessie?
Well, if somebody had asked me before I looked at this, I wouldn't have known. I'd say something like you, but a lot of people call them speed breakers.
That's
well, that is correct. That is correct. I know they're a pain, it'll break your nose if you don't watch them. Throw you up and...
Right. Well, what kind of vehicles are used by, say, the fire department or the police department in this town? What do you call them?
Fire engines and police cars. As you know, they put out bids from different makes of automobiles on the police cars.
But that's just the general
trend. Yeah, general trend.
I don't know if they use these things anymore, but used to, there was one special type of fire truck that was used for pumping. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No,
pumper, but there was a name, but I can't think of it right.
Or was it just a pumper truck?
No, they had a special name. A maker, it was a maker, I don't know. That I can't tell you. I was in the fire department during the war, auxiliary fireman. And the only thing I can tell you, I wrote on the back of one is, when we were going to a fire, was out like that from that.
The funny part about it was, he passed by here, and the fire, and he was on the tail end of the truck, holding his arm, and I happened to see him, and I said,
tears my eyes. Now that's an experience. By golly, because when you're driving a car, you slow down these corners. They don't. Here you hold on like hell, you know, and your feet out, and tears in your eyes. Tell you that's an experience. If you want an experience.
Don't have any sympathy for falling back. Well, she mentioned
that's where I was in the back on that platform. Anyway.
She mentioned a hook and ladder. Is that another type of truck?
That's it. Yeah, where they.